been robbed by myself.
But how is that possible? You've stolen money from yourself.
I went to the cash machine yesterday, put my little card in, drew out 20 quid, walked off without taking it. And I only realised about 10 hours later when I was buying a drink.
The thickest individual I know, Lucy Hilton.
I wouldn't say thick.
Stupid, you're right. Dear.
Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we fall asleep. It's an episode all about sleep. We're looking at sleeping patterns, sleep around the world, and we have an actual real-life doctor of sleep on the phone talking about, well, his field of expertise, which is sleep.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
We hope it is definitely going to be a riot or something like that, or maybe you might fall asleep. Who knows? Welcome to episode 27 of Luke and Lucy FM. How are you doing? Thanks so much for the past 26 weeks of popping us in your ears. We absolutely love that you do. We love your iTunes reviews, so please do leave us an iTunes review. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, or, of course, you can drop us a tweet at Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, you awake?
I'm awake.
Just double checking, Lucy. It's in the episode where we're going to talk about sleep, though, so you can get away with falling asleep.
Everyone's favourite thing. Well, my favourite thing.
It literally is the favourite thing.
It's the favourite time of my day.
As we're getting older as well, you kind of want to just go to sleep more than anything else.
Oh, God.
But we'll come on to that in a minute.
Dreaming about sleep right now.
But if you're dreaming about food instead, we have got an amazing, which is another one of your favourite things, Lucy.
I think, yeah, they're very close.
Very close. Sometimes you have dreams about food, so yeah, it worked out well. We've got an amazing offer from the great people at High Life Diners Club, and we're basically going to give you 3 months free, and we're going to tell you how to get that, how to claim that at the end of this episode. If you've never joined us before, the first time you've popped us in your ears, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that I visited the world's first ever Starbucks.
What?
So I've been to the world's first ever Starbucks.
Where's that?
Seattle. That's where it is.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? It's tiny. Because I don't think they thought Starbucks would take off. So basically, it's the
tiny
small...
Coffee shop.
It's basically a cardboard box that they've now expanded.
Does it look quite cute? Or is it a standard Starbucks?
To be honest, it's full of Japanese people and tourists. So, I mean, you know what? It could have been cuter is what I'm saying. And guess what?
Surprise! You just took a pic?
Well, I did. And surprisingly, Lucy, the world's first ever Starbucks looks like every other Starbucks in the world.
Doesn't surprise me.
Just want to say, if Starbucks want to sponsor us, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
I guess a true fact about me would be, which I'm very happy about this, I still get ID'd.
But you're nearly 35.
People say that I look like about 5 years younger than I am. I am not 35.
So how old are you at the time of recording this?
I don't want to say, but I'm 5 years younger than people think than I actually am.
What a bonus, eh? All that plastic surgery's really paid off.
All right. Shut up.
No, one of the reasons we wanted to do this episode is purely because...
We love sleep.
And it's as simple as this. And I've found as I'm getting older, actually, no, not even getting older, the past 10 years I've done this, I can fall asleep. Obviously, I've been slept since I was in the womb. But, you know, kind of, I fall asleep anywhere. I can literally, I'm one of those people that can fall asleep. I could fall asleep right now.
Me too. I went on holiday last week and fell asleep as soon as we got on the plane, as soon as we got in the taxi, as soon as we got on the beach. I was gone.
It's just sleep. It's just easy to...
I love it.
I'm one of these people.
I don't understand people who can't sleep. No. I feel sorry for them.
Well, you've got to feel sorry for people who can't sleep, though, right? And I'm one of these people where, you know, even in the cinema, I've never watched a full film in about a decade purely because I missed 10 minutes.
But
probably the crucial part.
Do you go to the cinema like 5 times a week?
Yeah, so I'm missing about 50 minutes of my life every single week because I'm missing 10 minutes of films.
It's easy to fall asleep in the cinema, though. It's dark.
Because it's dark. Warm. Sometimes it's not warm. Sometimes it's cold.
No one's nagging you.
Well, it depends who you go with. and, you know, but even in cars, like yourself, which on trains, I can fall asleep. I went to Amsterdam recently, and it's only a 50-minute plane journey. I got on the plane, I woke up. Oh, we're in Amsterdam.
Oh,
that was easy.
I love it, though.
I just think it's really easy to do. But, you know, I think about it, though. I'm having, and you're probably similar to this, Lucy, have you ever had issues? You're one of these people that toss and turn when you get in bed.
No, never. I am a really good sleeper, to be fair. As soon as I get in bed, it doesn't take me long to crash out.
So you don't scroll through, because social media, I think iPhones, smartphones are the reason why people don't have good sleep.
I tweeted the other day because I was on my phone and I was dying. I was so tired and my eyeballs were really
hurting. You?
Not quite. My eyeballs were really, really hurting. Yeah, I was still scrolling through Twitter.
That's the
weirdo
thing. Before, I know, by the way, check out the episode when we talked about technology. Please do. audioboom.com/channel/LukeandLucyFM for previous episodes. When we talked about technology, we talked about how it's changed all our lives. But actually, it's changed our sleep patterns, mobile phones.
Yeah.
Because before mobile phones, you used to go upstairs. You either used to read or put a bit of telly on.
I used to love reading a book before I went to bed.
When was the last time you had a book in your hands?
Years ago.
Literally
which
years.
Is really bad because I used to do it all the time.
You used to read magical stories. You used to read Katie Price's autobiography.
Exactly.
Which she didn't write herself.
Now I just go to bed and stay on my phone for half an hour.
But it's
really
it's crap as well what we're doing.
I know.
Because what we're doing is we're messing up our sleep patterns for the sake of what? Reading that somebody's just broke wind or little Tommy's just done his first poo on Facebook.
Gross.
I mean, but why should we lose precious moments of our lives when we could have been
knowing
unconscious?
Knowing about people who we don't even know.
Or care about, frankly, for most of the people. So I just think to myself, mobile phones have ruined our sleep pattern. Now, I know that iPhone recently have kind of brought that thing of night shift mode. You can turn your phone to you can turn your phone to a yellowy colour, which basically is better to aid sleep. Nonsense. Because I'm too busy.
I need this in my life.
Pass me your phone.
Updates?
Pass me your phone right now and I'll
can
show
we do
you.
This?
Yeah, we can do it right now. So I've got Lucy's iPhone in my hand. She's got a picture. She's got three text messages. Hey, babe, get your thingy out for the lads. I don't know what sort of message that. You flick up, Lucy, and you see that button down at the bottom.
Which one?
The light button.
Oh, is that
click
night
it
mode?
And see what happens.
Turn on until 7 a.m.
Yeah, click
but
OK.
But it's already been 7 a.m.
It's fine. Just do it anyway. See what it looks
but
like.
It's going to be like that all day, though, now.
Yeah, no, but we'll turn it off. Click it.
Can you turn it off?
Yeah, click
okay,
it.
Okay. One sec.
Technology.
Oh, it's gone yellow.
It's like a Simpson. Your phone's been Simpsonized.
It's like a little Simpson. Is that supposed to be better for sleep, then?
Apparently, it's a lot of rubbish.
Oh, so I'm falling asleep right now looking at it.
Lucy, do you... I'm going to ask you a very personal question here, but do you fall asleep after sex?
What?
I'm just thinking, you know, because, like, you know, we're just talking about sleep and stuff, and then I think about it, well... I say I can fall asleep at any point. Well, there's certain situations.
What kind of a question is that?
Well, I was just thinking, like, you know, you kind of, you kind of can fall asleep, you know, after
but
you've
you
done
have
it.
To. You
well,
get
well,
up and get on with your day.
Day?
Day? Well, you don't. What? Do you have to have it at a certain point, like
at night?
Night
yeah,
do
when,
you?
When the
is
curtains
that the
are closed
only
and it's
time
dark.
You have it?
Yeah, my girlfriend referred to me as a pillow princess the other day, which I don't even know what that means. I mean, I'm not even going to get into what that means
my
to me.
My voice is going all high and screeching.
Yeah, which is what she said mine did as well. We're not even going to get into that. Lucy, you've got some facts about sleep.
Oh, God, I can't even. No, gross.
Oh, lovely. Thanks. Jeez. Lucky girl.
Okay, so rates of insomnia increase as a function of age, but most often the sleep disturbance is attributable to some other medical condition.
Well, what does that mean?
I have no idea. Insomnia, if people have insomnia, it's more likely because they've got a medical condition.
Oh, not because they can't get to sleep. Also, it's a medical condition,
medical
insomnia.
Medical condition. Also, people who don't get enough sleep are more likely to have bigger appetites, therefore, obviously, pile on the weight a bit more.
So, basically, fat people need more sleep.
Yeah.
That's how I interpreted that.
Fat people are fat because they don't sleep enough, I think.
What a nonsense.
Is it because they sleep and... Yeah, they don't get enough sleep.
So all the people I know who are overweight sleep
for
about 15 hours. Well, they're not struggling, are they, to get to sleep? You stuff your face with food and you go and lie down because your ankles are giving in. Yeah, exactly.
That might be why they eat, obviously, because they can't sleep, so they get... They think that...
Oh, I need a pizza. Let's go to the fridge. What do you think about...
Pizza's good.
What do you think about sleepwalking?
Well, I've never sleepwalked. I do work with a girl, though, who sleepwalks. And
because what is that?
Actually told us the other day that she... It's a good job she's got a husband who can drag her away from the window. She was sleepwalking, didn't have much clothing on, and went over to the window.
You know, she could get arrested for that, for
flashing
to the neighbours.
Good job her husband went and brought her back. But then she shouts at him because he's waking her up then.
So she has no... conscious knowledge of her. See, this is fascinating.
Nothing.
And actually, we've got a doctor on the phone in a few minutes' time who maybe can shed some more light on sleepwalking.
I'm quite interested in that because I don't get why people do it. I sleep talk a bit.
Yeah, last thing, because I asked my girlfriend, we've just been away together, and I said, do I talk in my sleep? She was like,
but
no.
You snore.
No, she doesn't. She said...
She doesn't, or you do.
No, she doesn't snore. She just breathes it. It's like this.
Yeah, like wheezing.
Yeah,
you,
which is annoying.
But you snore, though,
apparently,
right?
I'm not. You can't hear a sound from me.
Like a dead body.
Which is surprising. Yeah, I'm very like surprising.
My friends have told me I'm like a dead body when I sleep. And apparently even when I'm half awake, I seem like I'm awake because I'm sleep talking.
Well, you're like a dead body Monday to Friday anyway. Yeah. Well, you're like a dead body 24-7, Lisa.
24-7, 7 days a week.
Looking at you today, I think you've been dug up.
Thanks!
But, you know, like I have a friend, let's say a loose acquaintance, and hi, Adam, if you're listening, and apparently he snores like a rhinoceros.
But he does some other things as well.
Well, yeah, well, that's for a completely different episode of the podcast,
like
I think.
A rhinoceros, that's
yes,
a bit gross.
Yeah, it is a bit gross. Like, what about, you know, when you were little, did you ever hear your mum and dad, or even now, do you hear your mum and dad arguing about snoring?
Bad.
My parents are still
so
the same.
So bad. You know, when you were little and you had to share like a little family room with them in hotels when you go away, I couldn't sleep because he just snored so bad. It was horrific.
It is bad. It is really, really bad.
Have well, you, like, you can get treatment for it though, right?
These days, you can put like strips on your nose. I think you've got even an app to help you stop
snoring
these days.
You do, you have a sleep app.
Lucy, have you got any more facts about sleep?
Man is the only mammal that willingly delays sleep.
I wonder why you do. Well, you've got to build a fire. Is these cavemen facts you're reading? You're going to build a fire to keep the family warm.
Well, it's like us on our phones, isn't it? We're just delaying the process
but that's
of sleep.
What we said earlier is exactly it. I believe caffeine has also been called the most popular drug in the world, which makes sense. All over the world, people consume caffeine on a daily basis. Coffee, tea, cocoa, chocolate, soft drinks.
That's hardly
and some
surprising,
drugs.
Though,
and
is it?
Caffeine keeps you awake, obviously, as everybody knows.
Well, I don't like it. Well, sugar's quite good, though, as well, isn't it?
But sugar's bad for you, for sleeping. It keeps
but
you
I
up.
I don't like caffeine, so I'm all about get hot chocolate.
You have a pack. You have a packet of Skittles, you'll be up for a week. Right, Lucy, I think it's about time we actually stop talking about subject. I haven't got PhDs in.
We've no idea. We need the expert on
We need an expert on the phone.
I want to know about sleepwalking.
Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, and this is our first ever doctor on this podcast, Lucy, so we've really gone very highbrow now. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, Dr. Neil Stanley.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, Neil, right now. Thanks so much for joining us on Luke and Lucy FM. Neil, I mean, how long have you been a sleep expert? How does one become a sleep expert?
I've been a sleep expert for 34 years. All my adult life, all I've ever done is watch other people fall asleep.
Perfect
and
job.
I got into it by complete accident. I had no interest or knowledge of it. I was just looking for a job, and there was a job at a sleep center back in the early 80s, and sounded fun, so I took the job, and let's say 34 years later, it's all I've ever done.
What exactly would the job be? At a sleep center,
do you literally just watch people sleep?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, you stick wires onto their scalp to measure their brain waves.
No way!
You put them to bed, you watch them sleep.
Tuck them in.
You wake them up, and then and then you have a look at, you know, what the brain waves tell you. So, I mean, most of the work that I was doing was on things like shift work or jet lag or the effects of medication on sleep. So
right.
You know, it's a fun thing to do, and as I say, now it's just become my life. You know, if I'm not doing it, I'm talking about it. If I'm not writing about it, I'm, you know, it's my passion. I'm a single issue fanatic for the importance of good sleep to people.
I mean the question that probably people are listening right now thinking, well, does Dr. Neil Stanley have the best night's sleep ever? Surely you've got the secrets to a perfect night's sleep.
Well, I mean, I certainly try to get as good a night's sleep as possible, and you know, everything is set up, so I have a very big comfortable bed.
Nice.
I have a very minimalist bedroom, so the bedroom is purely for sleep.
Oh, does that help?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, is that actually the secret to a good night's sleep?
Well, the thing is, you know, you need to go into your bedroom with the idea that that is the place to sleep. So if you have, you know, if you read, you're playing on your laptop or your smartphone, that's making the bedroom the place that you're awake. So you're not associating it in your mind with going to sleep. It is allowable to be awake in your bedroom. So it's about having you leave everything behind when you go into your bedroom, and you go in your bedroom to sleep. That's the only thing
Do
in your bedroom.
That's completely straight sleep.
Well, me and Luke were saying we can fall asleep at the drop of a hat anywhere and everywhere.
Cinema, trains, airplanes. What does that say about us, Dr. Neil? We can literally fall asleep anywhere.
Well, I mean, some people can. Some people just have the ability to switch off. And literally, when they stop, they can fall asleep. My brother's like that. You know, he's one of these people who, you know, you're doing a long drive and it's just pull over. And he can pull over and, you know, sleep for 20 minutes and feel refreshed, whereas I'm the complete opposite. I can only sleep, literally only sleep, when I'm in bed. I can't nap. So one, there's a propensity to need sleep. The other reason why you may be able to sleep anywhere is you're maybe not getting enough sleep during the night.
Right. That's a very good point.
So you're feeling sleepy and therefore that. So you need to work out which it is. One, whether, you know, you naturally can, you know, switch off and fall asleep, or whether you feel sleepy. So very simply, I mean, around about, you know, in an hour's time, ask yourself, how sleepy do I feel? Because if you feel alive, awake, happy and alert, then everything's fine. You're sleeping enough. But if you're feeling sleepy as though you can, you know, literally fall asleep, then probably you're looking at not having enough sleep
at
night.
Well, Dr. Neil, as you've just said that, Lucy is literally, as you've said that sentence, Lucy is literally in front of me just yawning. So I think we know the answer to how
I'm very sleepy.
Dr. Neil, I'm so glad we've got you on. You might be able to help me out here. But for the past few months, and I actually may say maybe coming up to a year, during the night...
This has made you a day,
hasn't
it?
It has, I'm thrilled. During the night, I wake up two or three times to go to the toilet, right? And this has prevented me from having a decent night's sleep in nearly a year. Now, I've been to my GP, and they've done all sorts of tests, and they've come back fine. So they think it might not necessarily be a bladder issue, but might be a psychological issue.
Yeah, I mean, that can be true. Essentially, you know, what you find, and I've done some research on this myself, is that, you know, men actually wake up in the middle of the night, they're tossing and turning, they can't get back to sleep, and they think, oh, sod it, I'll go for a pee. They don't actually need to go for a pee. You know, it's not like the bladder is bursting, but they just think, oh, I might as well, I'm awake. And of course, by getting up to go to the bathroom, that's a problem because you are literally getting out of bed. So you have to be fully awake to do that. So, you know, unless you feel an absolute, you know, pressure on your bladder, and as you say, your GP has ruled that out, then, you know, if you don't have to get up, don't get up. You know, of course, you don't want to wet the bed.
Well, not again.
but that's where this comes from, of course, that, you know, as children, we are trained not to wet the bed. So there is this sort of psychological, oh, my God, I might as well go to the toilet because I may wet the bed. And that was very bad when I was a child.
As a kid, of course.
Even worse as an adult. So
yes.
You've got this sort of mental idea that, You can't wet, you know, you mustn't wet the bed, therefore
no.
Getting up to go to the bathroom is a safety thing. But, you know, until you're sort of 60, 70 years old, you shouldn't be getting up to bed to go for a pee more than once a night.
You have the body of a 60, 70 year old.
I've got the eyes of a 60, 70. I'll not live till 60, I'm convinced.
So what is the theory around, like, dreams and nightmares and why we have them? Because I have been having some very odd dreams this past week.
Well, dreams are just a reflection of you. Your dreams can only be what you know or what you can imagine.
Yeah.
So, you know, your brain is full of stuff. That's a technical word.
Yeah, it's full of crap, doesn't it?
Full of memories and all that. And these things just come out. So if you think about it, you know, you're listening to the radio and suddenly you hear a song that you haven't heard in years. And yet somehow you know the lyrics, even though it's a song you absolutely detested the first time around. So all of this is in your head. So every movie you've watched, every book you've read, every thought you've ever had is hiding somewhere in your brain. And all of this can come out within a dream. So the thing is, you say you've had weird dreams. Yes, you have. But you've also had loads and loads of really boring dreams.
That's true.
But if you, say, if you came onto the radio and said, oh, I've had loads of boring dreams, people are going to go, yeah, okay, you're dull, aren't you?
Exactly. People do think that about you, Dr. Neil.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, you're obviously 34 years of being a sleep expert. Can you share with us, obviously, without breaking patient confidentiality, one of the strangest cases of sleep that you've seen? Because Lucy and I were talking before that she has a friend who sleepwalks and naked.
Yeah, I mean, sleepwalking is relatively common. You know, lots of people actually do it. And, you know, actually we all have the capacity to do it. It's just that we need somebody to see us doing it for us to know. Because if you sleepwalk, get up, go back to bed, then nobody's ever going to know that you've actually done it. There are variations of sleepwalking, which are much rarer. One is something called nocturnal eating syndrome, which is usually
found.
People, women mainly, young women, literally go to the fridge and eat 3,000-4,000 calories whilst being asleep.
That explains so much, Lucy. That explains why you've put on a bit of weight recently. That explains so much.
And they have no recollection of that in the morning.
They have no recollection. And somebody wired up CCTV cameras. And this woman was literally at the fridge eating pats of butter as though they were Mars bars.
That's terrifying. And very costly
that is
as well.
It'll
cost a fortune, a weekly Big Shop, to cover that.
I'm quite glad my fridge in my apartment is quite difficult to get into.
So is that one of the more stranger things that you've seen over the past 34 years with people's sleep cycles?
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of things that happen during the night which we're unaware of. You know, as I say, unless somebody tells you you do them, I mean, like snoring, you'll never know you snore unless somebody says you snored last night. Same with sleepwalking. I mean, sleep talking, you know, again, lots of people sleep talk, and some people are more eloquent than others when they do sleep talk. others just talk gibberish. There is another version of sleepwalking which is found in male, and that's called sexsomnia, which is where men actually have full sex again in their sleep.
Oh,
and interestingly, this has only been documented.
It's
only been documented. Yeah, well, about 40 people worldwide have had it documented. But I was talking about this at a lecture, and a woman came up to me and she said, "Oh, my boyfriend does that." She said, "I didn't think it was a problem until I heard you speak, because he's actually better at it when he's asleep than when he's awake."
So sexomnia is somebody actually having sex with a person without knowing they're having sex with that person.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Completely unaware of what they're doing, but... Because essentially, you can, you know, when you're asleep, different parts of the brain can actually wake up and you then perform
the
behavior.
Yes, that's
crazy.
And the body. But, you know, sleepwalking and sleep talking are obvious because we, you know, we're the only animals who talk and we're the only animals that walk upright. And so a lot of our brain is developed to help us do these behaviors. And that's why we can easily do it, or it's common to do it. The rarer things like eating and sexomnia do occur, but, you know, perhaps you don't realise it's a problem. You just think your boyfriend's being affectionate.
Oh, well, you think he's being better. On that note, Dr. Neil, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Luke and Lucy FM. Thanks so much for sharing some terrifying insights into
really
our lives.
It's really interesting.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
That was fascinating. That
was
an
really
absolute insight into... I mean, I actually think now I've got serious psychological issues.
I think you do as well, but I don't think you do. I already know that you do.
I mean, I have got bladder issues as well, but obviously now that he said
right.
that. I mean, also, Lucy, have you been a victim of sexsomnia in your life?
No, I haven't.
Come on, you have. Let's be honest.
You
thought he was being affectionate. Turns out he was fast asleep.
It must be quite insulting.
Lisa, let's end this episode.
Let's end it and go and nap because I do need to sleep. And of course, what better way to end it with our favourite deal? Ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks to the amazing people at High Life Diners Club for supporting this podcast.
Yep. If you love dining out, why would you ever pay full price? You can discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price once again with High Life. You can enjoy two-for-one dining at seriously thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
Yep, and we've got an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free three-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code, which is LL16.
That's LL16 for 3 months free, or pay a tenner for the entire year to get a platinum card.
It is fab.
Really worth it as well. We're platinum members. We absolutely love it. Well, that is it for episode 27 of Luke and Lucy FM. We do hope you've managed to stay awake for the entire episode. And if you need any more tips and advice, just follow us on Twitter at Luke and Lucy FM, and we'll put Dr. Neil's Twitter page on there as well, and we'll let you know all about that. Please do check out previous episodes. If you can't sleep, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, and we're back for episode 28 next week. Lucy, should we go to bed?
Let's go and have a nap.
But don't forget, though, Sexomnia is only in males, so I'll know you're awake when you're having
we're
sex.
Not napping.
I'm just saying, we're not napping together, though, are we? Just awkward.
I made it awkward.
I'm going to go to sleep. Awkward. It's so awkward.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.